Peace out.
Seven and then some after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. How do you do? It's Friday. We're looking toward the future. A week from today, Thanksgiving will have been over, and you'll be eating more of the things that you didn't want to eat the day before because there's nothing else left to eat. And that would include the Thanksgiving deep-fried turkey, Roberta. The poll at DougSteffens.com today asks you if you've ever tried a deep-fried turkey. Have you, Roberta,
yes,
ever?
I have.
Have you?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was delicious.
Was it? What made it so? Why do you think that's the case?
I don't know. Just anything fried is really good. It's really bad for you.
That.
It's really good.
Well, it's not
it's
bad
not
for
that
you.
It's not that bad.
Necessarily.
Because it seals when you fry it, it seals the skin so that the juice stays inside. It's not like you get a greasy, fried-up turkey on the inside.
Yeah. All right.
But it is delicious, but you don't want to do it at home. It's really dangerous.
Right.
We do it at home. It's fun.
The video of the day today suggests William Shatner has a public service announcement for people.
Based on a true story, might I add.
Right, his own true story, right? What happened at his house?
Yeah, he tried frying his turkey for the first time. And when he dropped it in, he just dropped the turkey into the oil, and this big flame shot up and took out a little bit of his tree.
Yeah, not a good idea. Speaking of good ideas versus not good ideas, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has some deals, the usual freebie Friday things, and then some for you in about a half hour here on Good Day. Jennifer is going to check out a lot of the television news. I suppose the subliminal message here is that Regis... There are two things that are of interest today, it seems. They're making almost, a god out of Regis. His last day on the program is today, and he's not going because he wants to go. You know, he's making up all this stuff about, oh, I was getting a little boring and blah, blah, come on. But he was making $20 million a year. They wanted him to take 15, and he didn't want to. And so now, is there other stuff for him in the future? Well, I'll find out. Jennifer will talk about that in a little bit. The essence of Friday, you'll notice Rich isn't talking because he's watching the Today Show. They're doing an expose on the reopening of the death of, what do you call it?
Natalie Wood,
who was supposedly was in a threesome between Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've always thought that was the case. And whether they were blind to it or because of the stature of the two men, who knows?
This guy who was the captain of the boat basically point blank says Robert Wagner was the cause of her death.
Really?
But did not and will not back it up as to why or what happened. He just says he's selling a book.
Ah! What a shot.
So Wagner says, I just hope that this is... So this guy's not backing it up, but he says, we all could have done more. You know, he makes it sound like it was an accident, but we made the wrong decisions, and she could
alive. We wanted to save ourselves, and we didn't think about her.
Okay, so for
that's what it sounded like, but he won't say anything. So what's the big lurch-looking dude that they have on NBC? Greg, the
lurch-looking dude.
The Sunday show.
David Gregory?
David Gregory.
Yeah.
He's getting extremely frustrated.
Yeah, he's
Can
a terrible
interviewer.
Can you
tell me the story? I mean, why? Well, how did she die?
She fell off of the boat, and they think...
They were in Malibu... it's a 42-foot boat, if I remember correctly, 44-foot boat.
Something like that.
And it belonged to Wagner, and Walken was his friend,
and she was
a friend of all of them, but apparently
they
Walken...
They just finished a movie together, Natalie Wood and Walken.
And Walken, and they had some little, sort of a relationship, shall we say, where they made the movie.
Between the three of them?
No, between Walken and her. And then, but unbeknownst to Wagner, who's friends with Walken, he invites him to go on the boat, and then it becomes obvious that there's something going on between the two of them, or had been something going on. And then it became very uncomfortable, and she became very upset. So she went to the edge of the boat and supposedly slipped and hit her head.
She had had a few glasses of wine.
She had lots of wine.
Was deathly afraid of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And she was friends with
Robert Blake.
She was friends with Blake.
Yeah. And he had to, like, stand with her because she was so afraid of water. Everybody knew she was afraid of water, right?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't that far out. I mean, they were.
No, they weren't that far. You could see the boat from shore. But
there's a story in Robert Blake's book that says when she was standing, she was doing some scene, and she was standing at a sandbar, and she couldn't even stand on the sandbar. Robert Blake had to get under the water and hold her ankles. Okay. That's how afraid of water she was.
Yeah. And she's on a boat with her husband.
And then she,
she wouldn't make me afraid of water. Have me stand in it and have somebody hold my ankles.
No. I know. I wouldn't like that.
Right.
Scare me to death.
All right, so
with
we're
the
gossiping.
Coming in.
There's a little gossip here. I have some gossip news about Mr. Obama's uncle. Who,
yeah,
as you,
you
may recall, was arrested here in Framingham about 4 months ago on a DUI. And the court yesterday heard his first challenge to his arrest. And as you can imagine, the news media had an absolute field day. The traffic going in and out of downtown Framingham was at a standstill. If you were trying to get into Framingham, get out of Framingham, and you were going by the courthouse, forget about it. And it's just that kind of media stuff that's foolish. So I'll tell you what the outcome was of the hearing. It's pretty outrageous. Actually, this guy's got some kind of balsam, I'll tell you that. At any rate, or as lawyers do, the first thing, the essence of first things first, Roberta, you understand that concept? First things first, okay? What's the first thing you do in the morning when you get up?
Wash my face.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Britta's, she's getting it, Richie. She's got the nerve of this.
First thing I do.
First thing she does.
Well, after I go to the bathroom.
After you go to the bathroom, you wash.
Everybody does.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My routine is I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth. Oftentimes I brush my teeth and go to the bathroom at the same time and then wash my face.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's
so gross.
Why is that gross?
But he's probably doing it outside so he can just let it rip.
No. Richie went
in the pool.
Yeah. The pool is closed for the season now.
Do you ever eat sitting on the pot, too, so it's going down at the same time?
No, I have not done that. No.
It's like a conveyor belt. Put the banana in the
bag. I expected that of him.
All right. So the drift of this conversation is supposed to bring us back around to your face and the lines and the wrinkles that are on your face. The beauty tip of the day, of the week, of the month, of the year, perhaps maybe the best beauty tip of your lifetime. And it really isn't about beauty because men aren't considered beautiful, are they? Richie, you're not beautiful.
Oh, you need to work.
I'm not beautiful.
No, there are some women that think men are beautiful.
Think you're beautiful? Really?
Yeah. Well, not me.
Well, they, not your face necessarily. They'll think your body.
There are some men that think men are beautiful.
There are some pretty men out there.
Yeah, there are. All right, so here's how to make your face, whether you're a man or a woman, prettier. It's using the Fountain of Youth, clinically proven technology that increases your skin hydration by 90% and therefore reduces wrinkles by two-thirds. If you are ready to try something that really isn't going to do anything except make your face better, it's not going to make it smell, it's not going to be oily, it's not greasy, it's not messy, it is a serum. So it has no taste, no color, no flavor.
You think you're a pretty man?
I think I'm a good-looking man.
Okay.
I don't know about pretty.
Pretty. Yeah,
I don't think
pretty.
I'm pretty.
Jennifer, who is a pretty man?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hugh Jackman's pretty also.
Is he really?
Ooh.
All right, well, if you want to be a pretty man,
yeah,
then you go to organicattitude.com. Or if you want to look like Richie and me, you can go to organicattitude.com. Either of those two things will be it's the way in, if you will. Organicattitude.com. Use the radio code GOODDAY and get a free bottle of America's number one anti-aging serum. It's called the Fountain of Youth. What a great name for a process. That's what it is. You put this on, it becomes a process of keeping your skin the way you want it to be and feel and look. 8 Now, why am I doing eight? There's no eight here. I was thinking of phone numbers. You know, it's become, that's what happens when you do as many of these commercials as I do. There's a pattern.
There's got to be an 800 number attached.
There is no 800 number attached. Right. You go online, organicattitude.com, the radio code is Good Day, and you will get your free bottle of the Fountain of Youth for your face to reduce the wrinkles and look pretty.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nursery room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
One of the things that's great about DougStephan.com is we have so much helpful information. And one of the things that I like about the information that we put there in the Better Living box, actually, there's a separate box.
That it has your name on it?
Well, yeah, right. That's one of the things
that's good about,
Jennifer. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Also, my friend Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, and all of the great things from his blogs. For example, this week, as we look back at the week that was, he has information you can glean on natural immune boosters, food that you can get in the supermarket. It will be natural immune boosters to keep you healthy through the winter. Very practical, very good information and advice. Also, Phil Lempert has some information on sweets that are completely guilt-free. Sweet food, sweet stuff. You got to check that out. And it's right next to your Queen of Cheap box, by the way, Roberta, at DougStephan.com. Yes, it is DougStephan.com. The info on guilt-free sweets and natural immune boosters. I will tell you, they are not one and the same. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Okay, so from last night's X Factor, the remaining 10 started the show out by singing Queen's We Will Rock You. Richie usually abhors these. Let's see if he doesn't.
I don't like when groups sing rock songs.
Let's see if this is any good. Crank it up. Hard to mess this part of it up anyway. Boo.
Yeah, this is
exciting. Boo. Okay, so the bottom two of the ten
get off of the stage.
Stacy Francis and Astro, so they perform before
they have
the
to sing for their life. Yes.
Right, sing for their life. So we'll start with Stacy singing
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
We don't care.
Don't butcher it.
We don't care.
I'll pull out the shotgun.
We don't care. So far, I'm not excited.
Well, that's good because she's not singing anymore.
You might be right on this one, Reggie. Yeah, okay.
I guess before she went on, but it was a little
rough. Okay. Astro performing.
And then there was drama. Astro didn't want to perform. He said he shouldn't have to.
Why?
Do we have audio of that?
No.
And Simon actually lectured him about his attitude. He said, do you think I have to perform L.A.? And do you think I have to perform to the audience? And then he ended up having to perform. So there you go.
Richie, while we're listening to Astro perform, see if you can find the Simon part where he talks to them about his attitude. How old is this kid?
Young and funny, apparently, in stature.
Right. Richie, you got the audio?
I do not.
Yes, you do. It's the second half of Cut 18-13.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me
see.
I love it when I do your work for you. Tell me why. This is really good.
Not as bad as Amazing Grace.
No, they're
both
awesome.
Let's see what we got here.
All right. Be good if we had to.
But I just feel like if you're going to put me in the bottom two, I don't want to perform for people who don't want me here. You know what I'm saying?
Aw, you little rugrat. Face smack down that kid.
Astro, part of doing this is being a grown-up. okay? And you know what the rules are. Stacey, you know I've always been a huge fan of yours. The last 2 weeks haven't gone well. Astro, if you're in this position again, are you going to take the same attitude where you're not going to come out and sing? Look me in the eyes.
I mean, I apologize, but just, I understand, man. It's cool.
Okay.
What are they shouting?
Stacey.
So what happened at the end?
Stacey went home, even after he
Stacey
was
out. Stacey went home and really stayed?
Yeah, because they said her last 2 weeks have been terrible, and overall he's better.
He's got the best chance of winning.
What a brat.
And I really don't want to do this. I'm going to send home Stacey.
Lame.
You know what? We're going to have Stacey on the show next week, and I was really wishing, after listening to that, that Astro got...
We could have Astro.
So I could call him a punk to his face.
Yeah. So this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, home of the losers.
Well, the next week we'll have Astro on, because I'm pretty sure he'll get blown out next week after that performance. So then we'll get to call him a punk.
For our 2020 news quiz. Actually, this is a history quiz, much than anything else. Everybody ready?
Ready. Yeah.
800-510-8255. Identify those who fought in the 1967 Six-Day War. 800-510-8255.
Identify.
Do not give them any hints, please.
Okay.
Do not. Nobody gives them any hints.
Not even that one,
no,
of, the,
no.
one of them is on the
no,
show?
No. No.
Okay.
800-510-8255. I don't even know what that means. Who fought in the 1967 Six-Day
War? One of the participants is on this show on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
28 past the hour.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's
888-988-3325. If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it.
Forget the answer. It's 33 after the hour, by the way, on the Good Day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our main studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. Also, Jennifer Horn is here from another one of the networks that carries the program. The CRN Digital folks in Los Angeles have us on systems all over the country. That's a cool thing. Roberta Fasanelli is here just because of her magnificent presence. She doesn't have to bring anything with her. Normally, she brings her baggage every day. That's okay. It works in the context.
I brought my cereal.
Did you? Good.
I know.
Something else she brings every day with her. Freebie Friday deals coming up in a moment. First, however, a reminder about the 2020 history quiz, trying to find out from you who fought in the 1967 Six-Day War. Who were the participants? 800-510-8255. There were how many participants? Richie and I are arguing about how many participants.
It was three on one.
Three on one. There you go. That's a good. I like those odds. All right. The president's uncle, Mr. Obama's illegal alien uncle, was in court yesterday here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I live most of the year. His name is Onyango Obama, 67 years old, represented by four attorneys, four of them. He says, or the lawyers say, the cops who collared him on drunken driving charges after he ran into a Framingham police car had no reason to make the traffic stop that led to his arrest.
Other than the fact that he ran into a cop car?
In court yesterday, they want the stop thrown out on the grounds it violates his Fourth Amendment protection.
Which is what again?
Right to drink beer.
Unlawful search and seizure. Remember, this guy is an illegal alien in this country. All right? The police officer couldn't see whether or not he had been drinking. at the stop.
Here's a hint. He ran into my car.
Yeah.
He said that the building at the intersection would have blocked. Apparently, the officer, the car was unoccupied. The police car was unoccupied. It was another police cruiser, another officer and another cruiser that saw this happen. And expert eyewitnesses are testifying to the fact that the police officer in the other car could not have seen Obama's uncle hit the other police car because it was blocked by a building. He assumed that Obama's uncle hit the police car only because there were apparently paint scratches on his car that matched the police car. Other than that, it's only circumstantial, folks. One of the other attorneys, one of them is attorney William Harvey. The other is Scott Bratton, who said if the traffic stop is thrown out, any evidence that came from it goes out the window as well. The judge actually took into consideration this ridiculous argument, and the case will be continued until January 12th. The district attorney for Middlesex County says he'll prosecute the case vigorously.
Is the cop the only witness?
Apparently. I'm so looking here. The local police chief is not, I won't say what I'm thinking, but.
You just did.
Okay. That was what I was intending.
Anyway. Nicely done.
Yeah, well done. You'll be getting another visit to the farm today.
Yeah, right, exactly. Actually, there's a police guy who comes to the farm every day. Walks around, looks around, checks the cows, makes sure they're all these. Really good, cool guy. Anyway, the police say Obama blew the stop sign and hit the car, turned into oncoming traffic.
Well, I mean, that's not hard to prove.
No.
I mean, okay, you've got skid marks. You've got a car pointed the wrong way on the street when they found him.
Alcohol content was 0.14. What's it? What's the legal limit?
It's 0.08.
So it's almost twice what the...
Yeah, that's pretty well lit.
That's lit, yeah. Yeah.
Obama's half-brother of the president's father.
Half-brother of the president's father.
Wanted for deportation by the Immigration Department.
I was going to say, let's just forget this lawsuit. Can't we just send him back to...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's get even better. He works at a liquor store here in Framingham. I didn't know that.
Got to know your product.
Yeah. Just testing the
first time I've seen that. I did not realize he worked here at Cotty's Package Store.
You got to go visit him.
Which is in downtown. I am going to go visit him.
How do you get a job...
As an illegal at a liquor store?
Yeah. Papers, yeah. Please. Don't
I dare
the first
you to go in
say?
There. Yeah. And say to the guy, say, you know, I need a little advice. You know, my nephew, he's got everything. Do you have any ideas for a gift?
Yeah.
You know.
An amazing story. Good God.
I mean, I have to get somebody's Social Security number and driver's license to fill out all the paperwork necessary to employ them.
Yeah.
Yes.
How is it that, I mean, I could see, okay, a landscaper, I can pay under the,
right.
You agriculture work, I can just slip you some cash, write you a check, whatever.
Right.
But other at a liquor store... Well, I guess they can pay them cash, too, if they wanted to.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, so that's that story. And now Roberta's going to romance us with the Freebie Friday deals, and then we'll have the answer to our 2020 quiz. And then Jennifer checks television. All this coming up here. You're first, though, Roberta.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Number one in my book. Yes, you know what number one in New York means in your book. Yes.
It depends.
I'm showing you right now.
Number one. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're number one.
You're number one in my book. Let's start with Christmas labels. 140 free Christmas labels from Vistaprint. And if you need more than 140, you're sending out way too many Christmas cards. But you can get 100 free labels. That's, you know, that's also good if you are giving presents, like, to many people. And let's say you go over an aunt or an uncle's house or niece's nephews. Sometimes you put a label on the gift because they'll rip open the presents really fast. And then the poor parents go and say, okay, well, who gave you this? I don't know. So you take one of those address labels and stick it on whatever toy or item or piece of clothing that you've given to whatever child who's ripping
also
things
Also handy
apart.
For regifting if you label it, too.
Yeah, right. Yes, a little. Didn't I give them this? Okay, canvas people, free 8x10 photo canvas. We've had this before, but the really good thing is that these are terrific Christmas gifts for grandparents or just people who are maybe live out of town and don't get to see the family as much. Give them a wonderful photo canvas from canvas people, all free. Free e-cookbook. Oh, I love this. 25 holiday pie and dessert recipes. Oh, do I love pie. Not so big on desserts, but I love pie. Mimi's Cafe coupon. If you don't want to cook, buy one, get one free dinner from that goes from the 11/18, that's today, through the 21st. So it'd be a great idea if you're going on some Christmas shopping this weekend. Stop at Mimi's and get a buy one, get one free. We have a coupon for you. Martha Stewart, she's more than just, you know, baskets with ribbons and stuff on them. This is a Thanksgiving recipes e-cookbook if you want to do it the way Martha Stewart does, I guess. Guess that means you drink a martini or two beforehand. Free money from Dollar General. $25. If you spend it there, you'll get $5 off. So when you think of it, that $5 is free money, right? So we have a new Dollar General coupon for you. If you're going shopping this today and Saturday, actually it's for Saturday. I'm sorry, for the 19th. For Saturday, it's coupon. So for tomorrow, go to Dollar General and get a free $5.
Most successful independently owned retail chain in the country. And no surprise.
There's a Dollar General. Dollar Great stock General. To buy. Yeah. Dollar yeah. General, yes. Yeah.
No, I don't, think they're, I don't think they're on the stock market.
Yeah, they are.
Are they? Oh, okay.
Yes, consult your advisor.
Thank
free
you.
Nature's Mountie fish oil samples, plus a $2 coupon, free Escada perfume sample, free 2012 airplane calendar. Of course, it comes from a place called Preferred Air Parts, so you know you might see an ad for like a propeller or something, but it's a great airplane calendar. And just for you, Doug, a free coupon for coffee at Waffle House. I know how much you love Waffle House.
I love Waffle House, but I won't be doing their coffee. Thanks very much, though, Roberta.
Well, give it to Edgar or somebody.
Right. All these things are at the Queen of Cheap in the box with Roberta's picture on it, homepage at DougStephan.com. All right, let's get to the bottom of this question. Who fought in the 67 Six-Day War? Let's start with Ann, who's listening in El Paso to KTSM. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. I was just standing outside looking at the constellations.
Yeah, that's right. It's still dark where you are. How do they look? Are they still there?
Beautiful. Orion and the Big Dipper.
Wait a minute. We were supposed to get that meteor shower, the Leonid meteor shower or something last night, weren't we?
Not in there where she is, up in the northern.
It was supposed to be like midnight
north,
last night.
Yeah,
I didn't see anything flying.
No. Well, that's
been... being on the El Paso border, if you do, duck.
Yeah. All right. So, Ann, who were the participants in the Six-Day War?
Well, Israel versus Egypt. And I can't think of the other two, but I'll guess Syria and Libya.
Well, you're almost there.
Pretty good guess.
Hold on
yeah.
just a second. Don't go away. 800-510-8255. Let me see here, Richie. How about I go to Bill? See if you can add that last piece there, Bill. Hi.
Was it Israel, Egypt, Syria? And Jordan.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, so we should give them both prizes, right, Richie?
Yep.
All right.
So who's on our staff that was in that war?
Uri Geller.
Uri was
in the Six-Day War.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He'll be okay, Jennifer.
Not on our staff, but one of our weekly
contributors. He tells the story of shooting a Palestinian.
Yeah.
And then eyeballing another. It was either him or me. That was a kind of chilling stories. Yeah. The Six-Day War, the Arabs included Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. And the Israelis, it's one of the interesting things. I'm going to Israel in a couple of weeks for a week. We'll do a lot of broadcasting.
You'll probably get there the day they nuke Iran.
They go to war. Actually, it's been highly presented, if that's the right word, that the Israelis are not the ones that are likely to go in there and wipe them out. There are other countries that are more concerned about it than us. It's a really sticky, really
sure.
horrible, awful
yeah, sure
situation.
Is.
My God. Anyway, but the Egyptians... The Six-Day War ended because the United States agreed to support Egypt and Israel equally. So from that, if you didn't know that, in terms of foreign aid, the Israelis and the Egyptians get $4 billion a year of your tax dollars.
So that they can... Well, they don't really go at each other anymore.
No, but there's people are worried that because of the change in leadership in Egypt that the tinderbox might be reignited. I don't think so because I think... Egypt have become actually fairly progressive and intelligent and educated.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't get beyond some of the
stupidity. Well, they had Mubarak in there for the 40 years or whatever, but now it's,
right.
I'm looking at a map of the area and the land that Israel took, and that's just
it's a
substantial piece of property, man.
What they want is to have it back again. They really say no. So that's cause of some of the consternation. Okay, in just a moment or two, Jennifer reflects on Regis's time. What's he going to do? It was actually, I watched the Katie Couric special, at least part of it last night, when I came in, and I was quite moved by it. And there were Regis said tears. It was a moving thing. The best part of it, though, was when they showed him at the NBC studios waiting for Johnny Carson to show up in his Corvette. It just, one of the things that the Carson, Ed used to talk about the cars that Carson would buy. He had every year a new white Corvette. That's what he drove. Only exception was when he was an investor for a couple of years in the DeLorean. He drove a DeLorean. But other than that, he bought a new white Chevy Corvette. And you see Carson driving into the parking lot at NBC in his Corvette and Regis there. It was just a good piece. But there are a lot of good pieces in that, and he's done a lot of good work, and I think it's a travesty that he's getting off of that program, frankly. 14 before the hour, Jennifer, next year on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Here she comes, here she comes.
That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
This is the anniversary, Jennifer, of the first coast-to-coast television broadcast. Edward R. Murrow on See It Now. The first shot is of a television view of the Atlantic Ocean and of the Pacific Ocean. And Edward R. Murrow says, quote, "We are impressed by a medium through which a man sitting in his living room has been able to look at two oceans at the same time."
Amazing, huh?
Isn't that amazing? That was 1951. Mm. All right. Regis and the whole deal. What's the
big send-off? You know, I've been watching it all week. I'm going to tape it again today. It's very sweet what they've been doing for Regis, but it kind of makes me want to go a little bit because they've kind of forced him out a little over his lives.
Right.
But
it's kind of disingenuous, right?
Yesterday, Kathy Lee was on. Today, he's going to be doing his own thing, telling you what he's going to be working on next and revealing the story of his honeymoon, which I guess has been a big secret for the whole 20 or 30 years he's been on live. He never talks about what happened on his honeymoon. He alludes to it, but he says that we can't handle the story. So today, you will get the story from the lips of the old Reed.
Mm. Old being the key word.
I know. Now, I don't know if you guys heard the big juicy gossip, but poor Ashton Kutcher.
Why?
Or actually maybe poor Demi Moore.
He's dropping somebody else and his wife. Why is he poor?
Because he's had a little rough time on Twitter lately. He's
the seeds of his own destruction.
Yeah, you're right.
Planted himself.
He's now decided he's going to. Twitter and Facebook are responsible for the failing of his marriage, which I think is funny.
Bopping another babe is what's responsible for it.
Hanging out naked in a hot tub with the chick that's not your wife could be what's the cause. But anyway, they made the announcement yesterday that they were splitting up, and Kutcher even went on Twitter and said that he'll forever cherish the time you spent with Demi. We'll see how that affects his performance on Three and a Half
Men. They don't have children, though, right?
Maybe it will make him better. No, but he was the stepdad for Demi's daughters.
Yeah.
Also, good news if you're a Survivor fan, the show is good for another 3 years. They renewed it for three more years.
Thank God.
51. I knew.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Big stories today when it comes to travel. Southwest is offering free bonus points. There are travel deals, fares less than $200 to go back and forth across the country. That's a good deal. There was a flight situation. Pilot got stuck in the restroom of his plane. And then the hundreds of passengers on a flight from India to Britain who were stranded in Vienna because the plane was running out of fuel. And the only way they could get fuel is to pay for it. The passengers had to cough up enough money to put enough fuel in the plane.
I love it.
I have to write this one up myself.
You haven't heard that story? It's Comtel, C-O-M-T-E-L, Air. Comtel Air.
I'll find it. It's just if you're trying to travel for... There's some bad news this weekend. I mean, not bad news, but just I think this weekend you got to use a lot of caution for
You're talking about this next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend.
No, it looks ugly.
You're talking about this weekend,
It's a four-letter word, ugly.
You know, ugly.
Now, there's one airline, Virgin America. Now, you might want to look at their routes. They're being matched by American, United, and Continental, and all those. They have actually reduced their advance purchase on their cell fares. And, again, we're finding like a New York to L.A., a New York to San Francisco is probably $300 or $318. That's probably the most expensive ticket out there.
Yeah.
But a Dallas, Chicago, from Los Angeles or San Francisco or San Diego or Seattle, they're coming in somewhere in the ballpark of 198 to 238 round trip. which is not bad.
No.
Our travel deal of the day, though, this is what we call a snooze you lose. And what I mean by this, I have no idea why the fare is this low, but American Airlines cut the fare between Boston and San Francisco, or San Francisco to Boston. We found tons of seats in January. We found in February it was probably a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. You can find seats except for the whatever that I think it's President's Weekend.
Now they used to run three trips a day between Boston and San Francisco on a nonstop. I don't think they're still doing
that. No, they dropped it.
So they got to go through Chicago.
Yeah, everything through. Or through Chicago or through Dallas. I'd probably in the wintertime try to go through Dallas.
I said, but it'd take you an extra hour and a half because you're going to go way down, then you're going to go back up again.
Yeah, but you might, but you can also spend 10 days in Chicago trying
but
to get
see,
up.
See, that reflects longer. Something that has to be impacting all of these flights. Remember we had this. This is gone. It's amazing how the cyclical effect of the transportation realities are. It used to be we had at one point in time, I think, 8 or 9 nonstops a day between Boston and Los Angeles, mm-hmm. as an example. Now we're down to 5. You got to go through, and people don't want to do that. So an airline comes on like Virgin, and they say, okay, we're going to run direct flights, no stops, and we'll do it for $198. Then these other people have cut, you know, their nose to spite their face because then they have to put the flights back on again, and they've lost the customers who will not go through these other cities. I don't understand.
Well, right. They're trying to go to places where I think the whole move right now is to go places where there's only one airline or two flights a day, like a Austin, L.A. or something, or an Austin to maybe Oklahoma City. I mean, not Oklahoma. I mean, maybe L.A. or Oklahoma City, where you have one airline flying two flights. They have the market, the market share when it comes to nonstop, ton of competition when it comes with a one stop, but
right.
I think they're finding that those things work for them. So I think you'll see more point to point travel as we go.
Like we used to have.
But it'll also probably be a little bit more pricey too on the nonstops.
Yeah.
And I know here in Dallas, AirTran pulls out this weekend, the 21st.
Yeah.
All right, we're seeing the airfares from Dallas to Boston a year ago it was $178 round trip to Boston, New York. Today, those airfares, American nonstop, as of now, even on sale, is $558 to Boston.
Yeah, somebody else will come in and jump
that. Well, Southwest is running one-stop service for $258. Other airlines are matching.
Yeah, but I thought Southwest couldn't go into Dallas Fort Worth.
Love Field.
Right. So that's why AirTran's going over to Love Field, right? Isn't that part of the deal that they buy?
AirTran could go to Love Field, but they didn't do that. They just pulled them completely.
Why?
I don't know. It's because they just did, and we're watching our fares go up to Atlanta from what used to be 178, now 338.
Why doesn't Delta jump on that?
Well, Delta is. They're putting the 338 out there.
Oh,
they want those higher fares.
Yeah.
I mean, the legacy airlines do us no favors, but it's going to be a tough, but there's some deals up there we put for you today.
All right.
Also, like New York to Liberia. You know, Liberia is Costa Rica. 238 round trip. That's a nice one for the winter.
Yeah. All right. Check it all out. Bestfares.com. Tom Parsons, the editor and publisher of bestfares.com.